Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Head to Burleigh at the midpoint of Sherman and 51st, where it slices through 47th exactly, and you'll find an intersection of cultures. In one African-American-run business called My Barbershop, you'll hear a steady stream of hip-hop on Pandora. Right next door, you step into the Kosher Meat Club, and you'll find customers picking up kosher meats or chocolates or ordering food for weddings and celebrations.
Earlier today on Morning Edition, we reported on how these businesses reflect the coexistence of the two groups in the neighborhood. But we wanted to further explore what each business brings to that neighborhood. Lake Effect's Mayon Silver brings us this story.
Inside the door of the place called My Barbershop, owner Del Tatum stands at a maroon swivel chair doing what he has done for years, cutting hair. Today, one of his regular customers, Jackie, is getting her trim.
When you walk into a barbershop, you know what's going on by the owner and the tone of the barbershop. And this is comfortable, family, safe, you know. You have to worry about nothing coming in here.
All right, we earned it over the years.
Right.
Been here 20 years.
Del wanted to be a barber since childhood. So when he got the chance, he studied at MATC, apprenticed, then took over the shop. He has a no-nonsense yet friendly style. Barber Nathaniel Brown works for him and puts it this way.
Dale is a leader. Well, he's a business owner and, you know, he's cutting hair, so that means he's doing a lot with the public. So Dale is a good role model as far as when it comes down to, you know, a young black entrepreneur just having his own. So Dale is a good role model to a lot of youth.
Right now, two kids, preteen brothers Stavion and Stevie, sit patiently waiting. They are return customers. As they wait, Stevie explains what's so important about a haircut. I mean, do you really care what your hair looks like? It's really important?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because it might look weird, and I don't like when it looks weird and how it feels.
And when it looks good, how do you feel?
I feel good.
While this answer may harken back to James Brown, barber Nathaniel Brown understands the importance of a good coif. But he explains that the services that My Barbershop provides goes beyond a haircut.
This is where you come in, you get a lot of information from. We tell you to go to school. We tell you to get this hair groomed to make you look appropriate and presentable when you're going to do a job interview or something. We want to make sure as we groom you, we want to make sure we give you some positive information that may take you a long way.
And he says he grows from this kind of work as well.
It adds some wisdom. You can learn something from here. It's older folks, youngs. You know, it's multiple age of folks that come in here, so it's something always to learn.
For his part, Del is aware that the shop can play a role in helping kids like Stevie and Stavion.
We do whatever we can in the community. We partner with the Boys and Girls Club down the street sometimes. If they're having events, there's a guy down the street, he runs a Father's Day picnic every year. We contribute our time and services to them, whatever we can in the community.
When I ask Nathaniel what the shop means to him, he says,
family. You know, once you do, it's like family. It's a family atmosphere.
It's a familiar refrain in the neighborhood.
And it's family-oriented. My son works at the warehouse. My daughter-in-law does the candy store. My adopted
That's Marcia Eisenbach, who owns the Kosher Meat Club next door to the barbershop with her husband, David. The store is a mainstay of Sherman Park's Orthodox Jewish community, and it's into its 40th year. The store's aisles are laden with kosher wines, cases of dairy and frozen foods, and a deli in back with a chocolate and candy section. The Eisenbachs like to get to know their customers. In fact, it's hard to walk into the store with Marcia without someone striking up a conversation with her.
When we bought the store,
hello, Marcia.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Sampling.
Oh, that time again.
She takes me into the back kitchen area where employees are prepping food. One of those employees is Pacey Elbaum, Marcia's son's wife's brother, who explains what they cook back there.
Fish, chicken, salads, we do pastries, cookies, challah bread.
But it's the 100% kosher status that sets the store apart from other grocers in Milwaukee and even Wisconsin.
Kosher is a process of production. Basically, from the time it's manufactured through the we get the ingredients till we use them and we bake them and the customer gets it in his hand, there's rabbinical supervision over every step of the way.
So there's rabbis lurking around all the time?
They're not lurking. They're not lurking. It's a standard. It's like in any company, anybody that opens a business, they have certain standards of what they're expecting. So the, you know, manager's watching over to make sure they get the product they want. Our customers want kosher. So part of that process is having rabbis manage the facility and make sure that it's kosher.
Marcia says that the population of customers who want kosher food in Sherman Park is expanding.
It's grown. The Jewish community has grown. We were like 10, 12 Orthodox families. There's high school. There's a Jewish girls' high school, which is Jewish yeshiva. The ability to have young families move back has strengthened because there's what to offer now.
Customer Rabbi Avraham Kramer is checking out. He travels from the east side to shop there. And for him, the Kosher Meat Club is something more that the neighborhood offers.
You get all your basic food needs and a little love. And a little love. That might be more important.
A little love from both businesses on a busy Sherman Park street may be the key, along with another key ingredient. As barber Nathaniel Brown puts it,
when you come in the neighborhood and you got multi-different cultures, how folks gonna vibe and get along with one another is just by respecting one another. You respect their business like they respect this business. Like the kosher place over here, we respect them, they respect us. And that's how a community is built.
For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
Tune in tomorrow on Morning Edition and Lake Effect to learn the history of how Sherman Park came to be the diverse place it is.